We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic scenes.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, inspiring viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Abor Isadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay and Villemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. And in Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Araguay, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tirapacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoe SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Ananderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Ananderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channels 26 in Vimenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Vuia on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hoth Province, Channel 21 on Hanel Thai Cable TV. In Edenet City, Channel 26 on Elkhat Tengger Cable TV. Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sugbathar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Elkhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Hutush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Underhan City in Hinte Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sanchan City in Dornogob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In Mandogob City, Channel 12 on Horal Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Noestrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand and Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongcha Le Cable TV. and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunnan County, Channel 108 on Doleo Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yunchang Township on Pegong Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia enhances cooperation with Africa. In animal news, French researchers find that horses remember a kind friend. In environmental news, a Colombian councilman advocates greater use of native vegetables to mitigate global warming. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 27th, is the National Day of Three African Countries. It is the Independence Day of Sierra Leone, commemorating its autonomy attained in 1961. Adjacent to North Atlantic Ocean between Guinea and Liberia, it is known for the variety of bird life. The Gola Forest Reserve is home to many avian species and is an important conservation area. It is also Sierra Leone's most extensive lowland rainforest. Togo, situated between Benin and Ghana, also celebrates its Independence Day. Self-sovereignty was gained in 1960. It contains several parks housing the country's diverse flora and fauna. The Faso of Malfakasa, Keran, and the Fos au Lion national parks are some of the most notable ones. Kutumaku in the land of Batamariba in northeastern Togo is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. It is the area in which Takienta extraordinary mud tower houses were built. In South Africa, it is Freedom Day, honoring the first democratic elections held in South Africa in 1994. The nation's Cape Flora region protected areas is considered one of the richest regions for plants on Earth. The Red Four Dome is east central South Africa, is the oldest and largest meteorite impact structure in the world. Both locations are UNESCO World Heritage Sites. We wish the vibrant people of Sierra Leone, Togo, and South Africa splendid national days.
Flying news. Lives lost in China's sandstorms and flood. On Saturday, April 24th, three people succumbed to intense sandstorms in northwest Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region and Gansu Province as clouds of dust descended along with cold temperatures that reduced visibility to near zero. Experts have indicated that such storms are set off by regional deforestation, livestock grazing and prolonged drought, all of which have led to an increase in the barren condition known as desertification.
Meanwhile, central China's Hunan province has been inundated with an average rainfall of 112 millimeters, causing the Shang River to rise by up to 6 meters, with nearly 300 embankment breaches reported thus far. Officials said that the resulting floods have already claimed one life in a landslide and caused property loss for more than 900,000 people as the water swept through 27 counties, collapsing at least 4,600 homes and submerging nearly 40,000 hectares of farmland.
Upon hearing of the destructive flood conditions in central China, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members go if possible to offer necessary aid to the most vulnerable. Conveying her sympathies and prayers, she added that funds would be available as needed. We appreciate the wholehearted care of Supreme Master Ching Hai. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the protection of the Chinese people as humanity joins in fostering a more balanced ecosphere.
Winds induce chaos in northern Aulac or Vietnam. Since April 21st, whirlwinds and hailstorms in Luc Yinh and Lugang Chai districts of Yinh Bai province have damaged or destroyed more than 420 homes, along with corn and other crops. In Taiwing and Lao Cai provinces, intense winds and rains took off the rooftops of 440 houses and ruined tens of acres of spring-summer rice crops, with flooding also reported as water levels in local rivers and streams increased by up to 50 centimeters.
Local officials reported that rescue teams have been dispatched to assist families in need. Our thanks, local administrations and relief workers, for bringing comfort to the storm-afflicted. We pray for the soon resuming of the Aulacese or Vietnamese people's fulfilling lives, and that such calamities subside as we walk a kinder path of planetary stewardship.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. provides humanitarian assistance to Yemeni refugees. In a $4.9 million U.S. dollar donation made through the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, the United States has pledged support for Yemenis in Sa'ada, who have been displaced by the region's civil war.
هذا الطلب هذا الخيام مش كافية اللي في عنده إنسان أسرة كبيرة مش كافية لهم.
The funds are intended to help provide for registration, further protection and shelter, as well as supplying blankets, tents and other emergency supplies. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen reported that the United States has provided over $24.5 million U.S. dollars in humanitarian aid since 2008 to especially help the conflict-stricken northern Yemeni people and the flood-affected in Hadramaut. Our sincere appreciation and God bless United States for your continued brotherly assistance to Yemen. Surely such support will help bring renewed stability so that peace may soon prevail across the land.
European flights resume normal schedule following the April 14th volcanic eruption in Iceland that shut down much of the continent's airspace. Air traffic officials at Eurocontrol report that flights have largely returned to normal, with the remaining ash cloud causing restrictions in an area between and including Iceland and the northwestern tip of Scotland, saying that the response to this recent calamity would have been smoother through a unified body. European Union Transport Commissioner Siim Kallas affirmed that efforts are now being accelerated to implement the project known as Single European Sky.
This is an area where we need more Europe. We need a single European regulator for a single European sky. The deadline for the Single Skies Package 2 to come into force is in January 2012, and I don't think that we can afford to wait that long. The European Commission is ready to step up its work, to fast-track most of its work.
This would consolidate the 27 separate member states toward a single European airspace, which would help streamline air traffic management. We are thankful that the skies are safe for flights once more and appreciate the efforts of the European Union and all air officials in ensuring the well-being of air travelers. Let us all strive for harmony with each other and nature to stabilize these and other such unsettling events.
Hungarian party and prime minister elected, with a second return to the polls on April 25th to decide the country's parliamentary seats. The Fidesz political party was a clear winner of the popular vote, and party leader Viktor Orban is set to become the country's next prime minister. Mr. Orban, who also served as premier from 1998 to 2002, has pledged to boost national growth by supporting domestic business, reducing taxes, and creating more jobs while attracting foreign investments. The prime minister-elect also said he will allow ethnic Hungarians living in other countries to be granted citizenship. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency and Fidesz Party members. May your leadership be blessed with successful progress for the benefit of your country and peaceful co-citizens.
Schools in Buenos Aires adopt healthy snacks. The Board of Education in Argentina's capital city has passed a resolution requiring that only healthy foods be served at stands where snacks are sold in schools. The resolution thus ensures that new vending contracts will be awarded to those who provide foods such as fresh and dried fruits, nuts and vegetable sandwiches, as well as juices and mineral water. Meanwhile, candies, sodas and other less nutritious selections will be phased out at concession stands throughout the city's more than 3,000 schools. Bravo, Buenos Aires and Argentina, for this move that promotes the well-being of your wholesome children. May such progressive plant-based initiatives be implemented in schools worldwide for the vibrant health and goodness of all precious youths.
Global efforts on first ever World Malaria Day. With the theme Counting Malaria Out, this year's premier World Malaria Day on April 25th was marked in countries worldwide with renewed campaigns to prevent the mosquito-borne illness. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke of achieving the global goal of eliminating the disease, which still claims approximately 860,000 lives each year, mostly in young children and women, and affects 500 million people in 190 countries worldwide. Secretary General Ban urged for more efforts to ensure affordable prevention and treatment, a call that is being supported by groups like the World Health Organization, which recently approved 16 additional malaria diagnostic tests that provide quick identification for more immediate care.
I came here because I knew the treatment was free and I can trust the government hospitals. I'm going to make sure he sleeps under the net from now on.
Governments, companies, charities and individuals across the world also joined in raising awareness as well as funds to help those affected. In Karachi, Pakistan, city government hospitals commemorated the day by setting up diagnostic stalls for disease detection, while in African countries such as Ghana, volunteers joined in preventative efforts. Online social networking sites also provided significant support, with individuals and celebrities such as American actor Ashton Kutcher pledging donations with matches to organizations like Malaria No More that have resulted in the purchase of nearly 90,000 protective nets for villages throughout Senegal. Computer users can also contribute through the free download of Nothing But Nets, a browser toolbar that automatically adds to a charity fund every time the browser is used to search and shop online.
Prevention, especially of malaria, is important. It's feasible if people understand how serious the illness is and then understand that by sleeping under a mosquito net they can prevent becoming ill and thus prevent costs to the family, death of a child, death of a pregnant woman.
Raising awareness and raising funds, it's all about the partnerships that will really make a long-term difference for the children all around the world.
Many thanks, Secretary General Ban, World Health Organization, all governments, organizations, and individuals involved for your dedicated efforts to help end this preventable disease. In heaven's grace, may all citizens be restored to strength and vitality, now and always.
Dog saves caregiver's home from fire. When a spark from a truck ignited his clothes and spread into the building where he was working, Ben Heinrichs of Alaska, USA, ran outside and retrieved German Shepherd companion Buddy, closing the door to contain the fires as he rolled on the snow to put out the flames on his own body. Telling Buddy, "We need to get help," Mr. Heinrichs then watched as the dog disappeared, not knowing if he was responding or running in fear of the flames.
However, Trooper Terence Shanigan, who had received an emergency call but was lost due to his GPS not working in the 75 miles of back roads around Mr. Heinrichs' home, suddenly saw German Shepherd Buddy appear on the road before him. The dog ran ahead, leading Trooper Shanigan along several turns in the road until he finally saw the blazing fire himself. The officer was then able to similarly guide a team of firefighters who arrived in time to save the family home.
A big salute, Buddy, for your loyal and intelligent actions and swiftly getting help for your beloved human companion. Our thankfulness for yours and Mr. Heinrich's safety as we wish you both the comfort of each other's company for many years to come.
Save our planet. Unstable spring weather affects Japan. Recent unseasonal ups and downs of temperatures have caused significant increase in produce prices, along with a later bloom of spring flowers. The rapid weather changes are so dramatic as to give the appearance of different seasons on different days, with cities like Tokyo recording a high of 22.4 degrees Celsius on one day in April, followed by a drop to 6.7 degrees the next day, only to rise again to 18.2 degrees the day after. Heavy rains and reduced hours of sunshine have also affected northern and western Japan, while other locales like Ashinoko Lake in Kanagawa Prefecture are witnessing unlikely snowfalls of 10 centimeters.
The colder temperatures are hampering vegetable harvests and shipments, with some markets even doubling their prices, while cherry blossoms that typically bloom in time for events and festivals have been delayed in their flowering due to the unexpected colder weather. Japan's Meteorological Agency attributes these weather pattern irregularities to the El Niño phenomenon, whose effect has worsened according to climatologists due to global warming.
Blessed be the gentle Japanese people in enduring such extremities that are affecting both the economy and the country's cultural traditions. We pray that the balance of nature and livelihoods are restored through the greater consideration by all humanity of our co-inhabitants and earthly abode.
In an October 2009 video conference in Germany, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed, as she has many times previously, her concern for the environment's perilous state, encouraging harmonious ways of life to restore its stability.
Moreover, global warming has resulted in many instances of documented extreme weather, leading to devastating crop losses and also dry food prices sky high. So if everyone turns to the plant-based diet, we have more food immediately and an easing of conditions like drought and flooding, with abundant harvest and food supplies quickly restored. So to return ourselves and our world to a more pure state, one where all beings can feel safe, protected and loved, and where all humans walk the dignified way of the children of God, we have to stop the killing of innocent animals. Stop it now. Stop it now. And turn to the merciful way of life, the natural way of life that God intended us to live, which is the vegan diet.
Save our planet. Canada's Arctic shows accelerated melting. A 50-year study of the ice cap on Devon Island in Canada's high Arctic has revealed ice growth that alternated with melting prior to 1985. However, since that time, the ice volume and area have both been in steady decline. According to lead study author Dr. Sarah Boone of Canada's University of Lethbridge, this past decade also saw four particularly warm summers that have accelerated the melting, with the now exposed soil and gravel on the ice cap's edges absorbing more heat and speeding the melt rate even more. In addition, meltwater forming beneath the ice also causes entire chunks to slide more quickly into the ocean, which in turn raises sea levels, one of the major concerns with melting glaciers around the globe. Our heartfelt thanks, Dr. Boone, and dedicated Canadian colleagues for sharing these factual observations despite their disturbing nature. May we all respond to the urgent situation by adopting sustaining lifestyles to save our planet.
In a June 2009 video message, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke of this predicament and how to solve the concerns of the melting Arctic.
The Arctic, or North Pole, may be ice-free by 2012, 70 years ahead of IPCC estimations. Without the protective ice to reflect sunlight, 90% of the sun's heat can enter the open water, thus accelerating global warming. Now, many of these areas where we are seeing such devastating effects of climate change, such as Arctic melt, are all directly related to the Earth's temperature increasing. So we must cool the planet, first and foremost. To cool the planet most quickly, we have to stop consuming meat in order to stop the livestock raising industry. If everyone in the world would adopt this simple but most powerful practice of an animal-free diet. Then we could reverse the effect of global warming in no time.
Save Our Planet, independent documentary film label Disney Nature of US-based The Walt Disney Company, announces plans to donate a portion of each ticket sale during the first week of its new movie Ocean to help save coral reefs.
Save Our Planet. In Laos, passenger and cargo boats resume operation in the northern portion of the Mekong River, which earlier had dropped to its lowest level in 50 years due to unusually low rainfall.
Save Our Planet. Significant drought in New Zealand has spread throughout the nation, with government assistance now being extended to regions in both the North and South Islands.
Save Our Planet. In commemoration of Earth Day, Formosan or Taiwanese Premier Wu Denyi announces that each city and county island-wide will see two low-carbon model communities constructed by 2011, with additional low-carbon cities developed by 2014.
Hello, I'm Croaky, the vegan frog. Today I would like to share a tip for your well-being. One way to help boost your immunity is a delicious bowl of vegan soup. According to Dr. Mao Xing Ni, a best-selling author and doctor of Chinese medicine, organic ingredients such as carrots, fresh ginger, cabbage, oregano, shiitake mushrooms, seaweed, and any kind of squash have the nutrients to make you healthier and your immune system stronger. Enjoy a bowl today! Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather!
In world news, Australia boosts African cooperation and assistance. At the University of Sydney International Forum on Africa, Foreign Minister Stephen Smith discussed a $6.4 million research partnership program with Africa. He also announced a 40% development budget increase in 2010, which includes $11 million for food, water, and sanitation in Zimbabwe. Our earnest gratitude, Australia, for your generosity to our African brethren. May the lives of many beautiful individuals be enhanced by your caring commitment.
In animal news, horses thrive when treated kindly. French ethologist Dr. Carol Sankey of University of Rennes and her colleagues conducted a study of 23 horses in Chambéry, France. The team observed the ability of the horses to remember a female caregiver and her instructions concerning basic grooming and medical care after 8 months. It was found that horses that had been rewarded with food wanted to be near the individual who had given it. In addition, they had more positive behavior and openness to people than horses that had not been supplied with snacks. The scientists concluded, "From our results, it appears that horses are no different than humans in terms of positive reinforcement teachings. They behave, learn, and memorize better when learning is associated with a positive situation." Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Carol Sankey and associates, for your valuable insights. May our smart equine friends always have ample vegan treats, warm-hearted companions, and happy lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Colombian council member promotes the veg diet to halt climate change. and it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back, more forward-thinking news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, salutable news for a respectful world. In environmental news, a city representative in Colombia describes the town's changes for the earth. Councilman Roberto Saenz for Bogota discussed the steps being taken in the nation's capital city to help curb climate change.
¿Qué tiene que ver la dieta, la cultura alimentaria y la industria cárnica en relación con el calentamiento global y qué está haciendo Bogotá en ese sentido?
Bueno, nosotros lo que estamos en primer lugar es promoviendo la modificación de la dieta alimentaria, lo que se llama la minuta, en los colegios y en los comedores comunitarios, que es el alcance que tiene un concejal. Podamos hacer un énfasis mucho mayor en la utilización de vegetales nativos y que disminuyamos la utilización de cárnicos.
In addition to decreasing meat consumption, Councilman Saenz spoke of altering farming practices.
Estamos haciendo un acuerdo con los campesinos con el objetivo de limitar el impacto de esta ganadería extensiva, hacer que ellos aprendan a convivir realmente con la naturaleza. Es tan dañina la ganadería extensiva que es uno de los principales factores de calentamiento global en la medida en que se deteriora todo el área de crecimiento de árboles.
Our heartfelt thankfulness, Councilman Roberto Saenz, for your wise efforts to promote a sustainable lifestyle in Bogotá. May more and more leaders and individuals encourage greener practices for an abundant and peaceful world.
Sé ecológico, sé vegetariano, salva el planeta.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Zulu entitled Wedding Anniversary.
Izithandani ziphumile ziyodla ngaphandle zibungaza unyaka wabo wamashumi amahlanu beshadile. Endleleni eya ekhaya umakoti wanaka inyembezi. Emehlweni nomyeni wabuza ukuthi ingabe ufikelwa umuzwa wentokozo yokuthi babungaza amashumi amahlanu eminyaka bendawonye. Waphendula, cha, bengicabanga ngesikhathi esemuva kakuthi sishade. Ubaba wakho wathi uzongenza ngifakwe ejele iminyaka engamashumi amahlanu ma ngingakushadi. Kusasa bengizobe ngikhuluma.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
无上师电视台节目越做越精彩，节目越做越成功。个人非常荣幸，在两年多前跟我们无上师的一些师兄师姐们有多次的接触，我发现我们无上师的工作人员跟我们的师兄师姐，做人都非常的温文有礼。 如果大家都能够像这样来做的话，我们想这个社会是非常祥和的。我们无上师的电视台在推广吃事环保救地球，给我感受很良深。我也开始觉得说自己应该要怎么样做。我非常谢谢给我这样的一个学习的机会。我谢谢大家，也祝福大家。
Esteemed Director Chen, thank you for your wonderful message. We are so glad to hear that you are deeply considering how we can save our planet. As Supreme Master Cheng Hai and many leading scientists have expressed, the low-emissions vegan diet is our most sure way. We wish you the best of success with all your noble and artistic endeavors. May you and your planet-loving Formosan co-citizens be always blessed by heaven's light. Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith in the divine guide our days on earth. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian Space Forces announces the successful launch of a U.S. telecommunication satellite, which will provide digital television services to the United States and Caribbean regions.
His Majesty King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa of Bahrain affirms freedom of expression as a value upheld by the kingdom, along with all citizens' respect for human dignity and other faiths and civilizations.
U.S. Middle East envoy meets with Palestinian and Israeli leaders to encourage the restarting of Palestinian-Israeli peace talks.
Televised fundraiser Idol Gives Back, organized by reality TV talent show American Idol, features a range of celebrity guests and performers and raises $45 million for charity.
The Uzbek government sends humanitarian assistance of food, clothing, medicines, medical equipment, and building materials to aid the people displaced by civil conflict in neighboring Kyrgyzstan.
Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad runs a 5-kilometer race along with 500 youths to raise funds for the specialized children's wing of the Palestinian medical compound.
In the air travel disruptions following the Icelandic volcano eruption, Swedish university students Måns Gardfeld and Jonas Larsson quickly build the website www.volcanohelp.eu to assist travelers in finding alternative ways to get home.
Don Moss of North Carolina, USA has volunteered 47,000 hours at a hospital that helped his recovery after a car accident 28 years ago and is now a candidate for the Guinness Book of World Records Most Volunteer Hours Ever Worked.
Tunisian President Ben Ali and First Lady Mrs. Leila Ben Ali open the International Book Fair in Tunis and join with other visitors the vast array of selections ranging from science to culture and philosophy, with a special section giving tribute to Arab female writers.
American actress Katherine Heigl is bestowed with the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or ASPCA, Presidential Service Award for her dedicated efforts in rescuing dogs and helping to find them homes.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.